They're playing basketball. We love the basketball. They're playing basketball. We love the basketball. They're playing basketball. We love the basketball.
All right, welcome to another edition of Thumb Sports Line on this Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Feeling under the weather a little bit. Got a cold, runny nose. The day quail has been flowing today since last night. But last night or yesterday afternoon, how about this, man? How about this? How about those Lions? Lions win yesterday. Gotta talk about the Lions. Watching that game was just as amazing. You gotta pinch yourself. Lions are in the NFC Championship game. Yes. On the road this time. Playing against the San Francisco 49ers this coming Sunday. Kickoff at 6:30 p.m. One more game, and we're in the big game. The Super Bowl. Yeah, sue me there, NFL. I said it. We'll be carrying that game. We'll be carrying the AFC, NFC, and Super Bowl games on the radio, same like broadcasting. But the Lions game, NFC Championship, will be on WTGV 97.7 FM. We'll let you know when the pregame is, because they haven't really told us when it is supposed to start. But but the Lions getting the big win, 31-23. Over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Some highlights from that game. You want to hear some? I do. How about it?
Goff back, drifting right, setting, throwing, end zone, wide open, caught. Touchdown, Detroit Lions, Josh Reynolds.
That's where the Lions took the lead 10-3 with Josh Reynolds' 9-yard TD reception. And then a 1-yard rush from the Lions.
Goff turns, gives to Reynolds, straight ahead, yes, to the end zone, touchdown, yes, Detroit Lions, 13, I see you, big time running, how about those guys up front, dealing with Vita Vea, opening it up, and the Lions get the go-ahead score.
17-10 there when it was tied up 10-10. Jamar Gibbs with a big run in the game.
Deep back Gibbs, Goff turns, gives to Gibbs over the left side. There he goes inside the 30, inside the 25. Gibbs, speed, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown,
yes,
Detroit Lions. Turning on the Jets, Jamar Gibbs running away from the defenders, and the Lions are back on top.
Jamar Gibbs with a 31-yard TD run. You want more? How about the interception, his first for the game, Mr. Barnes?
Baker leans in. There's the snap. Blitz comes. Mayfield back. Loads. Throws. Picked up by the Lions. Intercepted by the Lions. Intercepted by the Lions. Derek Barnes. Derek Barnes. Derek Barnes. Oh, baby. 1:33 to go.
All right. And to all the media, especially on ESPN or NBC, eat crow again. Get to eat crow again. NFC Championship game on Sunday evening, 6:30 p.m. Got to get the Lions talk in, Mike. Do I got you on? How about now?
Now you do.
Okay,
you go.
There you go.
That's what happens when I show up late, I guess.
No, you're not late.
Oh, okay.
You're never late. Yeah. Oh, Mrs. Sphere. Okay. The molasses cookies are on my desk. They're for your dad. Can you drop them off? Thank you, babe. Her dad helped stack wood today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the old coot's like near 70, I think. Thank you, babe. All right. That's twice I see Mrs. Fury in the studio today.
Wow.
This morning, I didn't even know she was here for an hour.
Really?
Yeah. It's a nice hat
busy.
There.
Thank you.
How come you're not wearing the Yale Bulldogs one?
No. No, I'm rocking the Croslex Pioneers hat today.
Okay. All right, how about those Lions?
That was fun, man. I honestly don't even know what to say. I mean, that first playoff win was incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything after that's pretty much been gravy. But they looked good.
They looked good. I mean, because we're so used to, like, having mediocrity, you know?
Yeah.
I told everybody, what do you think? Are we going to win this one? I goes, I think we have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good chance.
Right.
Our secondary is weak. But they can make plays,
mm-hmm.
and boy, do they make plays, you know, when you need them.
I feel like all the Lions fans are trying not to get their hopes up too much.
No, we have not.
Because we've been hurt before.
We'll take it play by play, like Coach Campbell says, by play.
Right.
Takes one play.
Well, and that drive right before the half, when they went 90 yards down the field and tied the game, I was a little bit worried at that point, but great response from them in the second half.
Well, I felt like Tampa Bay and Detroit are similar teams, and how they're run and how they've been put together, you know, being patched. You know, they have their star receivers that have been with the team for a while. We have our players that have been with the team for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Even keel coaches, you know, loves their players.
Yeah.
It just clicks. And I know Tampa Bay, you know, you already heard the rumblings of, we need a new coach at Tampa Bay. No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
If you can have this consistency like you would have at Pittsburgh or like you've had at Buffalo and Kansas City now, which is amazing how long their runs, man.
Yep.
Why would you want to break that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
And right now, we've got our motor running right now.
Yeah. Well, I think Baker Mayfield proved that he's the guy, you know, at Tampa Bay. But, yeah, I was a little bit worried about the wide receivers because, our secondary, not as great.
Great receivers.
But, you know, they made up for that with a lot of blitzes from the secondary, and they got a lot of pressure from the defensive line. So it was bend, don't break, and the offense looked good. So.
Yeah, and we had these players that, you know, there's a reason why we talked about this in the past. Why you sign some of these players to the practice squad is because we want to keep these players in our roster. We don't want another team grabbing them.
Mm-hmm.
There's space for a practice squad. These players know. One guy goes down, they got to be ready.
Right.
And we saw about two or three, maybe four players. It might be having more come next week coming up already.
Yeah.
You know? So,
yeah.
And that's why, you know, everybody does their part. It just works, man. It's like a machine right now. So.
Well, and we got to give some love to Frank Ragnow.
Oh, man. That guy was not going out.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, after the game.
Chris Collinsworth is saying, oh, he's injured. He's going to have to come out. I was like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
He's not coming out.
Well, and after the game, they interviewed Jared Goff and Frank Ragnow. And, you know, when they do those post-game interviews, it's not usually with an offensive lineman. So that just goes to show how important he was to that win.
All right. So I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. So I just got to figure out where I'm going to watch it on Sunday.
No, we're all talking about that. And, you know, this is a game you want to watch because, you know, this is going to be a roadblock. But San Francisco has shown that they can be beaten.
Yeah, Green Bay had them.
Oh, they did.
You know,
they gave that one away.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I don't want to talk about that. But.
Yeah, tough ending to that one. And then the ending of that Bills-Chiefs game, you know, wide right again for the Bills. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's like, so what is that, 4 straight years? Because just like the Buffalo Bills in the Super Bowl, 4 straight years.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right. So that's NFL talk there about our Lions. We're going to talk some winter sports now when we come back here. We got basketball, lots to talk about. Had a great game, but didn't. Some games, half the games are canceled on Friday night. And we'll start off, what, with the polls when we come back? You want to do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
We'll do that.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So we'll do that. All right, we'll be right back here. It is Thumb Sports Line. That's Mike Gallagher from the San Lake County News, a sports writer and editor from the San Lake County News. The edition comes out every Wednesday or online right at midnight. Bam, it's right there for you. We'll be right back here on WMIC 95.3 FM. So many stations I run here. So.
Yeah, it's hard to keep track.
92 point. By the way, we will have the NFC Championship game. We sold our soul to keep
it. Oh, nice.
Game.
So you can listen to it on the radio if you want. Yeah.
So we'll have that game live with the Lions at San Francisco. We'll be right back.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or anytime is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky. Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information and a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
2024 has arrived. With the new year brings New Year's resolutions. How about a New Year's resolution to keep in better communication with friends and family? The best way to start is with the latest smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Sign up with any unlimited plan and get a free month of service. Plus special pricing on iPhone SE and iPhone 13s in stock. Add accessories to your new phone with buy one accessory and get one half off at any Thumb Cellular location. Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's unlimited plans yet? These plans offer no overage fees, no service contracts, greater flexibility, and start at only $35 a month. Stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with the customer service representative for details.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone. Thumb Cellular. They're playing back. They're playing basketball. We love the basketball. They're playing.
All right, we are going to get into basketball. Our basketball polls came in. Poll schmoes, but we like to talk about them. Mike Gallagher here.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, yeah. I like how you kind of go through it. And we can fill in the holes and why it is what it is, right? So. All right. So the polls have been released as of today. I actually got mine in on Friday night. I have now set an alarm.
Nice work.
I set an alarm now at midnight or 11 o'clock. You know, when I get my scores done, I said, okay, send the polls.
Yeah, so. It's a good idea to do them Friday night, you know, when you're still working because you don't want to do it over the weekend.
No, you forget.
Yeah,
like
you forget,
a lot of us
you
do.
You get busy.
A lot of us have forgot. You know?
Yeah.
We're busy.
Then, you know, you feel bad because Paul's trying to get things put together and, you know, you haven't got back to him. But
all right. So we'll go through it. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with the boys poll. Okay. That's what I got pulled up right now.
All right.
Obviously, number one team still, Cass City Redhawks. They improved to 12-0.
Man.
They'll be sitting at the top there until they lose. Harbor Beach right behind them at 10-2. Millington. Number three at 6-3 overall. Croslex and North Branch swapped spots this week. Croslex up to number four at 7-5. They had a nice win over Armada and then the tough loss to Yale.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody was really going to ding them for the loss to Yale. And North Branch at 7-4. Carroll coming in at number 6. They're 7-4. Sandusky right behind them at 7-4. They're number 7. And, you know, they have a couple of big games coming up this week. They got Peck and Harbor Beach. So they'll have an opportunity to move up these polls.
Man, Peck just scheduling these tough teams, man.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremy Abrego just keeps doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He takes his lumps, but, man, like you said.
It gets them ready for districts.
It does. They
and
come up and sneak up on you in the districts.
Yep,
here,
that's the goal. Number 8, the Kingston Cardinals are at 6-5. Number 9, the Reese Rockets, they're at 6-6. And then number 10 is Lakers at 5-6. Brown City receiving votes and Ubley receiving votes. So a couple of teams right in the thick of things in the Greater Thumb East.
So the number one team there, Cass City. I would have liked to see them schedule a BWAC team, but sometimes it's tough to do because they tend to play some of the teams in the Saginaw area due to the distance.
Yeah.
They did take on Nouvelle. Usually
and that,
good
that's
team.
A nice win, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And yeah, they got the win there.
Yeah.
And they will have Saginaw MLS, who historically in basketball usually has some pretty strong teams.
Definitely.
Also. But they will have Millington and Harbor Beach under itinerary here. So
very nice.
Looking
forward
to that.
That makes it easier for us when they all play each other.
Yeah, you know? and look what Harbor Beach has scheduled. They did schedule Croswell Lexington earlier,
mm-hmm.
and they stayed with Croswell Lexington earlier in the season. They lost to Yale substantially, but, you know, again, that's a good schedule there for
Harbor
Beach.
Neither one of those are bad losses, yeah.
And right now they're on a 4-straight win streak right now also. I like the moves that Sandusky has made because the reward they've gotten for, you know, making that win streak themselves. Although, you know, you start getting rolling here, but those cancellations just kind of slow it down for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And we'll talk about this a little bit later on in the show, but Sandusky, both the boys and girls, after losing their conference opener against Harbor Beach, since then they've just won all of their Greater Thumb East Conference games.
Yeah.
You know, keeping pace, you know, sitting right behind Harbor Beach. And Sandusky, you know, they played a lot of tough teams at the beginning of the season. They lost to Carroll, lost to Cass City. But now that they're getting into conference play, they've been playing pretty well. And last week they scored 70 against Brown City.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. But, you know, Brown City scored 60.
Yes.
So
yes,
they're getting better, too.
Yes, they are.
Know?
Yeah. So. And the East is so tough this year, you know. Because last Friday night, we had most of our games were canceled.
Yeah.
Brown City boys did beat KPAC.
So, they did.
And KPAC was the kind of sneaky team we were looking at all season. So that's a nice win for Brown City.
So this week, Sandusky has that cross-conference game against Peck. That will be scheduled for tomorrow, weather permitting. But then our game of the week will have the Harbor Beach at Sandusky games with girls on Thursday and then boys on Friday night. Very highly anticipated rematch between these two teams because earlier Harbor Beach bit them pretty well, 69-34. Since then, Sandusky have they regrouped. We're hoping they have regrouped because right after that, this is what we're talking about, after that loss to Harbor Beach, as you said, they've won every league game against KPAC, Ubley, which we had covered, and now Brown City last week. And now they have Harbor Beach this week. This is a huge game. I think it's snow coming, too.
I believe it is, yeah.
So, yeah, very excited for this game. And then be on 92.5 FM WBGV, the girls and boys games of Harbor Beach at Sandusky. And Harbor Beach and boys and girls sitting on top of the Greater Thumb East right now.
Yeah, and the tough thing for the Sandusky boys, they've had a couple of conference games rescheduled. They were supposed to play Memphis last week, last Friday. That one got postponed, and then the week before they were supposed to play Marlette, and we got the winter storm. So it would be nice if Sandusky could have got a couple of more games in before the rematch with Harbor Beach, but I think they're ready regardless. And, you know, a game against a tough Peck team, you know, that'll help get you ready as well.
So Croswell Lexington losing to Yale. Man, they were leading by 10 at one point, and then Yale just comes right back. Free throw shooting. Some turnovers by Croswell Lexington didn't help either.
Mm-hmm.
People could say what they say. Oh, you know, too many foul calls on one team. You know, but they still turned the ball over three times every call.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a classic BWAC game. And before that loss for Croswell Lexington, they had some big wins over Embley City, Algonac, and Armada, especially. So this BWAC is very tight right now. Yale is 4-1, Almont 4-1,
Elmont beat Yale, by the way,
right,
last week also.
And that was before the big matchup with Kroslek. So you were kind of wondering, you know, is Yale going to regroup after a loss like that? Or is Kroslek's going to be able to take advantage of Yale losing? But really, we got a little bit of both. You know, Yale came in, they were ready, but Kroslek's, they looked so good.
Yeah.
Except for the final, you know, 2.5, 3 minutes.
And then, so in this standings, you know, Crosby Lexington 4-2. So is Emily City at 3-2. North Branch 3-2 also. Richmond's still a very dangerous team despite their 2-3 record. So it's a little bit of a gauntlet for Croslex. They got Elmont tomorrow, weather permitting, and then that will be a home game. And then at North Branch on Friday night also. So, and they'll have Emily City come next week in Richmond.
Yeah, and
starts all over again.
You mentioned Emily City. Well, Kroslek and Yale were playing on Thursday night. Emily City and Richmond were squaring off in another pretty big game.
Yeah,
that's an important win for Emily City because now you're still sitting at 2 losses. You still get to play Yale again. So you're still not out of it if you're Emily City. So you had to get that win against Richmond, and the BWAC. The BWAC is going to be a lot of fun to follow as we continue on through the conference.
Okay, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about the girls' poll when we come back here on Sportsline WMIC 95.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslex Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 7 till 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for 1 full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Denny King, the King of Cars here at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll, welcoming you all to visit us and see why you get more at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a hometown dealer that doesn't play games and treats you like you're already a part of their family, then visit us at Moore Motors. And if you're looking for a new car dealer that has hard-to-find inventory, such as the Ram TRX, Super Duty Diesels, also the F-150, 1500 Ram, Jeep Gladiators, Wranglers, the most awarded SUV of all time, the Grand Cherokee, Explorers, and more, then visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that's been inspected, detailed, along with dozens of financing options, then come visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking to chat about cars, have some coffee, and make new friends, then visit us here at Moore Motors. This has been Denny King, the King of Cars, and I can't wait to earn your business at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. So visit us today or on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
All right, back here on WMIC, Thumb Sports Line. Streaming online at sandlightbroadcasting.com. Click the Listen Live link. And going through our Thumb Sports Writers Media Association basketball polls. We went through the boys. Let's go through the girls. What do we got?
Yeah, not a whole lot of movement in the girls' poll. Obviously, just like Cass City at number one for the boys, Kingston stays at number one for the girls. They're 10-1. They're all 9 first-place votes.
They had just announced that their Lake Orion game that everybody's kind of looking forward to has been postponed to January 31st now.
Right, and that, you know, we're all looking forward to that one because we'd like to see Kingston get challenged a little bit. Yeah. You know, it's obviously very, very impressive what they've done this year, and you know, the lopsided scores that they're putting up. But I know Kingston wants that too. They want to be able to go up against some top competition, and you know, regardless of win or loss, it was similar to the Goodrich game earlier this season.
Like you said earlier, they'll have Croswell Lexington next week.
That's a fun one.
Yeah, and they'll be at Emily City this week on the 24th. So that Lake Orion game tomorrow, postponed to the 31st. And I think that's the only other... Oh, they have Lapeer and Saginaw Swan Valley at the end of the season, too. Okay. So, and Carroll.
And that Lake Orion game, that's going to be... It's like a 5 or 5:30 start.
Is it? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's what Scotty
said. All right, so Kingston girls are number one.
Yeah.
Where else?
Harbor Beach, number two. They stay right where they've been. You know, they're at 10-1. They're only lost to Kingston. They've got some big games this week, too. They got Brown City, and then they got Sandusky. And they'll be playing Sandusky in Sandusky. That's a big rematch. Coming in at number three, the Croslex Pioneers. They're at 8-3. They picked up a win over Algonac last week. A very impressive win against Algonac. And I know we were all looking forward to that Friday night matchup between Croslex and Yale. Unfortunately, that got snowed out, obviously.
Yeah. That we were supposed to cover that game, too. So.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that one. But, you know, they'll play him later on. Number four, the Sandusky Wolves at 10-1. And, you know, they pick up two wins last week, Brown City and Memphis. Just taking care of business, trying to get ready for that rematch against Harbor Beach. They'll have Peck this week as well. So, you know, we're looking forward to that one, Eddie. Yeah. That's a big game because, you know, I talked to Coach DeMott, and, you know, they want to win that game so that they control their own destiny. Yeah. You don't want to lose that game and then hope Harbor Beach loses twice because, well, the Greater Thumb East is a great conference. You don't want to rely on Harbor Beach losing twice.
We'll leave it at that. We're coming back with a poll after our 6 o'clock news break, too.
Oh, okay.
All right. We'll be back with more of our polls and basketball talk, hockey news also, and bowling. Sweet Georgia Brown, the Harlem Globetrotters. You ever seen them play?
I have, actually, yeah.
I have, too, against the Detroit Lions back in the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, the Lions football team, way back in the day, dealing with the Billy Sims era, they used to do fundraisers. And they would play against either our former players from the high schools. It would be an all-star, and the Lions would play. You know, and they've done it not too long ago. I remember in Caseville, too, at one point back in the day. So maybe they'll do it this year. Get back at it.
That'd be very cool. Yeah.
All right, Sweet Georgia Brown. That's the Harlem Globetrotters theme music. We left off on our poll with Sandusky, and they were at number what?
They were at number four. We'll kind of run through these quickly just so we can move on. Number five is Carroll at 9-2. They had a nice win last week, big win.
Yeah, close one, too.
Yeah. Number six, the Millington Cardinals, they're at 5-2. The Bad Axe Hatchets, 5-4. They suffered the tight loss to Carroll.
Yeah.
They were undefeated in the Greater Thumb West. Now it's, you know, Carroll and Bad Axe right there at the top now. Number eight, Marlette Red Raiders at 7-4. They split their games last week.
They're just right there.
It was a close game. Yeah. And that's, you know. That's tough because now you got two conference losses, so now you're going to need a little bit of help.
Hopefully this will make them hungry.
Yeah.
More hungry, especially when it comes district championship time, you know?
Right. Well, and the I don't want to say the problem, but the thing now is you have to play Harbor Beach at Harbor Beach the second time around, and you have to play Sandusky at Sandusky the second time around.
Yeah.
Not saying they can't do it, but... it would have been nice to get you know, these home wins if you're the Red Raiders. But still at 7-4, they had a nice win over Ubley last week as well. Number 9, the North Branch Broncos at 5-6. Number 10, the Deckerville Eagles making an appearance in the top 10. They're 6-5.
Really? Okay.
And then we had four teams receiving votes: Cass City, Lakers, Reese, and Brown City. So three Greater Thumb West teams and a Greater Thumb East team.
All right, that is the Thumb Sports Writers Media Association poll that you will love to hate.
we haven't gotten a whole lot of negative feedback this year.
Just a little bit here and there.
Yeah.
Questioning, but then...
That's what polls are for.
Yeah,
you know,
I shot back.
Spark some conversations.
So usually I shoot back right back and tell them why, and then they kind of go back in the hole. So, All right. All right, so that is the polls. That will be posted in our local newspapers of our sports sections. Some of them do, some of them don't, or find them online, right?
So, on our Thumb Sports Writers Association Facebook page.
All right, so at that beat there, we will talk about the Greater Thumb Conference, as it is. Looking at the Greater Thumb East right now, Harbor Beach is sitting up top, 6-0. Overall league play, they are 10-1 overall. Their lone loss was to Kingston back in mid-December, 69-33. And since then, they've had some big wins over Ubley. It was a low-scoring game, but they still got the win over there. The big one was, of course, Sandusky by 4. Sandusky led by as much as over 10-plus points, maybe, what, 8-15 at one point?
They did have a big first-half lead. I don't know that it was quite 15, but they had a pretty substantial lead in the first half.
30-26 was the comeback win for Harbor Beach in that game. Now they get the rematch this coming Thursday at Sandusky. Harbor Beach still has Brown City. That's still a scary team to play tomorrow and Tuesday if the weather allows, and I'll be at Harbor Beach. And then Harbor Beach has to come to Sandusky for that rematch.
Well, and if I remember correctly, I think Brown City played Harbor Beach kind of close the first time around.
39-34.
Yeah, so you can't look past Brown City.
It's early December, but this is a Harbor Beach team that's getting better and better each game.
Absolutely, yeah.
And to not, like, you know, shoulders down, oh, we're down by five, you know, shoulders have come down. No, not this time, you know.
Right.
Not with this coach either, you know. She's got them focused. Ellen Vollmering's doing a really heck of a job. She was a JV coach, a long-time JV coach. She's had these players while she was JV coach, so she knows exactly how these girls are going to respond. And just, you know, they love to be coached but right now from her. So,
yeah,
things are looking good. But tough game against Sandusky and Brown City tomorrow. So,
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that Sandusky-Harbor Beach game. You know, Al DeMott's been thinking about that rematch ever since they ever since they lost the first time around. And they'll have the advantage of playing at home. And Sandusky, you know, they've been tested the past couple
of
weeks.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
You know, the Marlette game, obviously, that was a back-and-forth battle. Brown City game, they were down by 10 points at halftime, and they came back to win it. So they've been tested, and they've been improving, and they're getting better offensively. That was something that Al mentioned. They're going to have to be more aggressive offensively. The defense has been there all season.
Yeah.
They've been playing great defense, but just need some girls to knock down some shots, and it should be a great game.
Well, they only have what they lack. They only have one big in the paint. Usually they would have two or three of them. So they only got one big, and then the rest of them are just speedy to get those rebounds. And,
but that's kind of how the roster was constructed last year, too. You know, you had Brooke Jansen playing playing center when she's more of a guard forward. So that's not too big of a problem for Sandusky. They've when they went up against Marlette and Gabby Martinez, they figured out a way to, you know, slow her down a little bit. And Adelaide Kaufman, she has been playing very well lately. And, you know, she could be the difference this time around.
So Sandusky will have Peck this week also, girls team, and then the Harbor Beach rematch is their league game for this week. Last week over Memphis and Brown City, good wins, 34-25 and 44-18 over Memphis on the 18th. Marlette 4-2, 7-4 overall. They're still in the mix. They could use some help.
They're not out of it.
They just got to win out, basically, and get some help.
Well, if Sandusky beats Harbor Beach this week, you know, that's what Marlette's going to be rooting for, because then Marlette controls their own destiny.
Yeah, they'll have they'll have their crack at Harbor Beach on the 15th once again. So, and then Sandusky later, so that would help.
Right,
just got to win out. So.
Yes.
So on the schedule for Marlette, they got KPAC and Memphis this week, and then next week Brown City, Peck. Sandusky comes up on February 8th. The Harbor Beach rematch on February 15th. You know, Marlette suffering that 39-44 loss to Harbor Beach. you know, you only lose by five. They were in that game.
Well, and the problem was they got down pretty big early. Yeah. I think they were down double digits after the first quarter. And, you know, they climbed back into the game after that, but you can't really get down, you know, by that much right off the bat against a good team like that. But it was encouraging to see them, you know, they got right back into it with a nice third quarter, and they outscored them in the fourth, but just couldn't finish it off. And but that's still very, very good Marlette team. You know, we've seen them battle Harbor Beach, we've seen them battle Sandusky, and you know they've handled everybody else in the East. So
Brown City 3-3, 5-7 in girls basketball.
They had a nice win last week too. You know, the Sandusky loss was so tough because you know you get up by double digits at half against Sandusky, and they looked really good in the first half.
Yeah.
But then the offense just went cold. Mm. You know, 2 points in the third quarter, and but that's a good Brown City team too. So yeah. It was nice to see them bounce back with a big win against KPAC. And you know, I think that's going to be, you know, Brown City. You know, that's kind of their story this year. They're gonna battle with everybody. They're gonna pull off hopefully a couple of upsets, and they're going to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat.
They're typically a dangerous team in the districts, too.
Yes, they are, yeah.
So they got the win over KPAC last week also, 47-22. This week they have Harbor Beach and Memphis. So Ubley's at 1-4, 4-5, Memphis 1-5, 4-7, and KPAC 0-5 and 1-8 in the Greater Thumb East High School Girls standings. When we come back, we'll talk about Greater Thumb Conference in the Greater Thumb West girls basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scotty going to be around?
Yeah, we'll bring Scotty on, yeah.
All right, so we'll be right back here. This is Sportsline WMIC, AM 660, and 95.3 right now. Basically, we're on 95.3 FM as the usually the power goes down by that point. And we're online also, so check us out online at stlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back.
Feel like a winner when you sport a golden glow from any of the four tanning beds or hecks at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Soaking up some vitamin D during this season will be an extra bonus point. Guard your skin with a variety of tanning lotions or moisturizers. Tanning packages are available. Good luck to the area teams from Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, or Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
2024 has arrived. With the new year brings New Year's resolutions. How about a New Year's resolution to keep in better communication with friends and family? The best way to start is with the latest smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Sign up with any unlimited plan and get a free month of service. Plus special pricing on iPhone SE and iPhone 13s in stock. Add accessories to your new phone with buy one accessory and get one half off at any Thumb Cellular location. Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's unlimited plans yet? These plans offer no overage fees, no service contracts, greater flexibility, and start at only $35 a month. Stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer service representative for details.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone.
All right, welcome back here. That's Alan Parsons Project called Sirius. But actually, it's the Chicago Bulls theme song also. So very cool. I mean, we were talking about how we hearing this song that kind of pumps you up, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah.
Just like Eminem's Lose Yourself does, you know?
Yep.
All right. Losing himself right now, his mind on a Monday. He's doing a game here pretty soon here. Marlette at Mayville is Scott Bowlesby, Scotty B from the Tuscola County Advertiser and Let's Talk Sports on 92.1. Scotty, how you doing, man?
Good. Coming at you guys live from the hallowed halls of Mayville in the Wildcat Den.
Wow. You got a signal there, huh?
I do, man. They've really bumped up. I will say this. I stayed away from doing a game here for the longest time because their gym almost seemed like a death trap for cell phones. Yeah. But they promised me that things had gotten better. Well, I came over and covered a game one night. I actually had great service, so I said, let's shoot for it. I'm trying their Wi-Fi. Everything seems to be going good right now, so cross your fingers that everything goes good all the way up until the final buzzer.
All right, good deal. And that game is coming up at what time are you starting here?
Just hit halftime of the JV game. The Marlette boys are up 19-11 on Mayville at half. I'm shooting for 7:15 for pregame-ish. I don't really have a ton of pregame tonight, but okay. Right around 7:15.
I like the Monday game of the week because everybody else, it seems like every week everybody does all their games on the same night, so I don't know who to listen to. You end up kind of bouncing around, listen to all the different broadcasts. But, if anybody needs their basketball fix on a Monday night, you can listen to Scott.
Yeah. Hopefully, I can bring you some excitement here on this beautiful Monday.
Okay, so let's talk about the Greater Thumb Wild West and girls basketball. We'll even touch on the boys since we're going to have you on the air here before we let you go in the Greater Thumb Conference. So let's talk about that right now. In first place is the Carroll Tigers girls basketball team at 9-2 overall. They are 6-1. Bad Axe right below them at 5-1 and 5-4. And right under them is, with two losses, the Cass City Redhawks girls basketball team at 4-2. 3-3 is the Lakers. USA 2-4. Reese 2-5. 0-6 is Vassar. But Carroll on top right now, along with Bad Axe, who are 5-4 overall, but Carroll 9-2. But when it comes to league play, that's what you're looking for, the league title. Are you surprised just how well Carroll has been playing since they lost one of their top players or not?
Yeah, I am, and then I'm also kind of not. Coming into this season, I talked to their eighth grade coach. He said there's two freshmen coming up. That'd be Brooklyn Osborne and Normandy Geiger. He said, you know, watch out for them. They might not be Adeline level, which really it's hard to put anybody up on that pedestal. Yeah. But he said they're playing really well. They have high basketball IQ. They play really well. And they have really stepped up and kind of filled that role. Carroll's only conference loss did come when Brooklyn Osborne was out with the foot injury. She is back now. She led the team against Bad Axe. Her and I think the two freshmen led the way as far as scoring goes. So, yeah, I am, but I'm also not. And I think, you know, the West this year, it's one of those conferences where I have to take a deep breath before I look at results because you never know who's going to beat who. You know, Reese getting upset by USA the other night, a shocker. Carroll beating Bad Axe in a way was a shocker. Obviously, Cass City getting beat by Lakers is a shocker. So you just never know what you're going to get out of the Greater Thumb West. It is the Wild Wild West. It's a mixed bag. There's just a ton of unknowns. Can Carroll hold on to this? I think personally they can because they didn't have Brooklyn against Cass City, and they played really well when she played against everybody else. Now they're hitting the second, you know, the second part of the conference. They're flipping the, you know, the page back to the top of the conference. And I think it really is Jay Riley and the Carroll Tigers league title to lose the way that they've been playing, and that the way the West is so confusing and so all over the place. So, but again, I wouldn't be surprised to see Cass City beat everybody a second time around and force their hand and really throw their hat into the ring.
Yeah, Cass City getting that 1-point win over Bad Axe. Had they not won that game, could be a little bit costly there. And Bad Axe, were, like you say, Cass City could sneak up there. And then just able to edge Reese a couple weeks ago, 29-26. A lot of the games have been close, you know, with some of the top teams. Mm-hmm. In fact, that was the second meeting against Reese, and they won the overtime 2-point win over Reese back in late December. and also that one-point loss out of her reach. That was early in the season, a cross-conference game. Now, they'll be up against Lakers. Lakers, they're starting to be a little bit of a scary team out there right now with three straight wins over USA, Vassar, and then Cass City, where they won 45-34. Yeah. Carroll's got to be careful here tomorrow at Lakers. And then and then Reese for Lakers. They have them this week also. So, you know, Lakers could sneak right back in this if they get a lot of help.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's time to start putting some respect on Laker girls basketball a little bit. I mean, it's kind of one of those programs where, you know, they came into town and you were like, okay, let's see what they're about. And then they'd get beat and you were kind of like, okay, so the same as last year. And that's no disrespect. That's just kind of the tradition of, or kind of the ID that they have with their name. But they're starting to make some strides. And that win against Cass City, that could be a huge turnaround for this Lakers squad. I don't know a ton about them. That's not my coverage area. But, I'm impressed what I'm seeing as far as the scores go. And like you said, they have two big tests this week. They have Carroll at home. And I believe they have Reese on the road, if I'm not mistaken, at Reese. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this week with that Lakers squad.
And Cass City, they'll have Bad Axe tomorrow. They'll be at Cass City for the girls, and then Cass City girls will have USA on the 25th. That's Thursday also. But then they'll have that rematch against Carroll on February 1st. Cass City can sneak back in this. They only got two losses themselves. Bad Axe themselves, 5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, taking that loss to Carroll, 34-35, and then they'll have Reese and Cass City, so they got a little bit of a gauntlet here. Starting tonight, they're at Reese, and then at Cass City tomorrow for the Bad Axe Lady Hatchets.
I just want to say real quick, Shayla McIntyre has become a heck of a star for Cass City. They were looking to fill that role that Sailor Cuthrell left last year, and she's really stepped up and filled that role nicely. And also worth noting, she was a former Carroll girl, too. So she could be alongside Normandy and Brooklyn Osborne over in Carroll. That could have been a pretty deadly trio for Coach Riley. But she ended up in Cass City. I don't know the whole story, but I do know that she was in Carroll for a bit. So, but she's definitely carving her own path in Cass City. And, man, she's been a lot of fun to watch as a freshman.
All right, so it's a race to the finish there in the Greater Thumb West, so girls basketball. Moving over to the boys basketball, Greater Thumb Conference in the West Division, Cass City on top, 12-0, 6-0. Bad Axe right below them at 4-2 in league play. Carroll at 3-2. Reese is at 3-2 also. But Cass City just really firing on all cylinders. They got the win over the Lakers last week on Friday, 52-44. Played pretty close against Reese, 10-point win, 60-50. Got the win a couple weeks ago over Carroll, 62-47 also. And, they played some good scheduling. They had their first game win over Sandusky, who is getting better and better game by game for Sandusky. Nouvelle, also they played early December, 54-53 win by a one-point win. And then later on, we were just looking at the schedule. They have Millington coming up on February 7th. They'll have Harbor Beach also. It's going to answer a lot of questions for us, for the Cass City boys basketball team.
Yeah, and Cass City rolling right now, definitely taking that momentum from last season, rolling on into this season. Kind of were wondering what would happen when they lost Fernald and Swiderski from last year, but they've definitely picked up the slack, and they continue to move right in the right direction. They're a good team. Carter Patrick's a great player. obviously, one of the top players I've seen this year. I don't think there's any argument from a lot of people out there that have seen him, but it's really Cass City's conference to lose right now. I mean, they hold all the chips, and they got some help with Carroll beating Bad Axe, and Carroll they've definitely really taken over that first place position, and they're gonna whoever's behind isn't there a three-way tie in second
for second place in the Greater Thumb conference. There is a three-way tie for second place.
Yeah.
4-2 is Bad Axe. Carroll's 3-2. Reese is 3-2 right now.
Yeah, so, I mean, unless there's a couple of upsets, I guess you would call them, as they've beat everybody already, You know, it's really Cassidy's to lose. But again, you know, Carroll has some good players. I, you know, wouldn't be surprised if they get hot, if they could come in and pull up an upset over Cassidy, or if, you know, Laker second time around could do something. So, yeah, it's definitely interesting once, you know, we get into the second half of the conference schedule and just to see how it all shakes out. But I really expect Cassidy to just roll this season. I don't know if Millington has enough to contend with Cassidy. Millington lost their big earlier this year to an injury. They've really struggled in that department. They do have a great player in Coleman, but I don't know if they have enough. The Harbor Beach game is a real big interest to me. I'm curious to see how that goes. I think that I don't want to say it could decide some stuff for us as the voters, but it could definitely have some implications, and it's definitely one of those games that I have at the top of my list that I want to try to get to.
We talk about Carter Patrick of the Cassidy Redhawks. Who are the other role players in this team that's helping them at this point?
You know, Tyler Kumper has been their defensive specialist. Again, Riley Swiderski was that last year. This year, I talked to Coach Fernald. He said, you know, we really look at Tyler as our specialist. He held McGarry to no points in the first half in their game against Carroll. He did play, you know, he guarded him in the second. I think McGarry ended up with like 12. So, you know, that's minimal compared to what McGarry's been getting. But Comfort has been playing really well on the defensive side. Cohen Sherman's there. Matt Mellendorf, he's been a nice little piece as well. You know, they have these guys that play these roles, and they know their roles. They know what to do, and they do a great job of it. Trent Patrick coming in off the bench. You know, and they got a heck of a bench mob, too. Landon Schott leading the way on that. I got to give him props. He's just absolutely loud and jumps around. You know, he is a sixth man, so to speak. He's just right there in the ear of the shooter. If he's right in front of him, chirping, clapping, whatever the case might be. But it's just, they're having fun. They're enjoying themselves. They got a heck of a coach. They got a heck of a player, and they're doing a great job right now. And you know, I was looking at the rankings earlier, and I didn't see Beecher on there. That doesn't mean anything because Beecher's played some tough teams. But
yeah,
you know, I'm really curious to see if there's anybody that can have anything for them once we get to districts, because Millington will be in that district, and then regionals eventually. And I would love to see another team from the Thumb area finally take out Beecher and continue their trek. And, you know, if there's any team that could do it, I guess, you know, that would be Cassidy this season, in my opinion. But long ways to go till we get there.
All right, Scotty, I'll let you go. You got your game coming up, Marlette at Mayville, boys basketball on 92.1 WIDL, streaming online also. Thanks for the coverage, and pick up the Tuscola County Advertiser. Get an online edition. You get your Saturday edition bright and early at midnight hour, and now, of course, your Wednesday edition in paper form or online form also, which I have. So, Scotty B., thank you.
Couldn't have said that any better myself, Eddie. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Scott.
Yep, see you guys.
All right, he's got to get back to his game here. Getting quick.
Working
by the
hard.
Way, if you're in Carroll, there is a Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival fundraiser. All-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Pancake sauces and drinks, coffee, milk, and juice. Adults just $5, ages 4 to 12, 4. 3 and under free. You can donate more at the American Legion Hall in Carroll. All proceeds go towards the Tuscola County Pumpkin Festival.
$5?
$5!
Oh, man.
For breakfast. But, of course, you want to donate more.
Right.
So, we'll be right back. More talk. High school boys basketball in the Greater Thumb East. We talked about the girls East when we come back here on Sportsline.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
AVS now proudly offers fiber internet in the Village of Ubley. Call our sales team at 888-282-4932 for affordable plans and pricing.
Since 1991, Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky has been serving the Thumb and Blue Water area. The entire Graff team works together to provide you with a perfect car shopping experience. Stop in and talk over your car or truck needs with one of the Graff sales professionals. Get information and a great deal. See the latest Chevrolet cars and trucks. And if they don't have the model you want, you can order it. But more new vehicles are arriving daily. Graff is also your headquarters for certified used vehicles. And if you ever need service, you can depend on the skilled technicians and top technology of the Graff Service Department. For a hometown car shopping experience, it's Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, located on M46, where they treat you like family.
Graff family, we're making friends.
All right, getting down to the Greater Thumb Conference. We talked about the girls in the Greater Thumb East and West and boys Greater Thumb Conference with Scotty B. for the Tuscola County Advertiser Sports Writer, and he's doing a game tonight. Marlette and Mayville coming up here shortly. Our games of the week on WBGV 92.5 on Thursday night, Harbor Beach Girls at Sandusky Girls rematch where Harbor Beach won the first meeting. This is the second meeting. Greater Thumb East League title. I'll be on the line for Harbor Beach, especially to stay in the lead in first place. Really good two teams. We're going to see battle it out in Sandusky on Thursday night. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. Then the following night, Friday night, Harbor Beach at Sandusky Boys. Really big game for Sandusky if they want to stay in the hunt. And that also on 92.5 FM WBGV, and that will be 7 p.m. Streaming online at sandlakebroadcasting.com. All right, Greater Thumb East Boys, since we're talking about that right now, our game of the week. Big game for Sandusky Wolves up against the Harbor Beach Pirates. Right now, Harbor Beach Pirates just rolling right now. Since their loss to Yale back on December 19th, four straight wins. Their game against Marlette, unfortunately, was canceled due to the weather. This week, they will have Brown City, and that is coming up on Wednesday and then on Friday at Sandusky. Now, the game against Brown City for Harbor Beach is a home game for Harbor Beach, and then they'll be on the road at Sandusky. So, that Brown City game, man, just watch out for that Brown City team right now. They're
right.
A well-coached team, obviously. And so is Harbor Beach, Ron Rubel.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, the elder statesman of the Thumb.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, that similar to the Brown City girls, the Brown City boys, they played Harbor Beach tough the first time around. I think it ended up being a double-digit loss, but in comparison to what Harbor Beach has been doing to everybody else, you know, yeah, that's not too bad of a loss. And Brown City's been looking really good lately. Tough loss to Sandusky last week, but again, they bounced back with a win against KPAC. And that's a team that's figuring things out, especially on the offensive side of the ball, because they knew what they were going to get defensively, and now you just got to figure out who's going to score. And they're figuring that out. And 60 points against Sandusky, that's yeah, solid. The win against KPAC, the thing that kind of stood out about that one, they scored 15 points in the first quarter, and then they were held scoreless in the second quarter.
Ooh.
But then they come right back, and you know they're able to pull out the win. Mm-hmm. Now you can't do that against a team like Harbor Beach. You got to be a little bit more consistent offensively, because we saw that in the game against Marlette as well. They had an eight minute run with no points. So it's a good offense, but it needs to be a little bit more consistent, because if you do that against a Harbor Beach, you're gonna be down by 15, 20 points, and you'll be out of it.
They'll have Harbor Beach on the road for Brown City. Quite a drive there.
Mm-hmm.
If the game gets in on Wednesday, I think it will be rainy by then, weather-wise. Now, Brown City, they can get back in this. Two losses in league play. They're 3-2. They go on the road. If they win that game against Harbor Beach, they'll have Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have North Branch next week. But then they'll have Marlette. They'll have Ubley. and Sandusky another crack at them, they can get back in this.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
A little help, you know. Yeah. So, you know, they could get back in it, definitely. Sandusky now, the team that Brown City lost 70-60, 70 points by Sandusky. That was a tough game and a good win against Brown City, 70-60. So they got tested on that one. Sandusky this week, they have Peck this week in a cross-conference game against the NCTL. Girls and boys will be a doubleheader tomorrow if the game gets in tomorrow. And then, of course, the big game. That's a non-league game, so they look ahead. Don't want to look too far ahead, but they'll have Harbor Beach on their home court. The first meeting was a little bit of a beating here. It was back in January 3rd, 69-34. Have they gotten better? Have you talked to Coach Beowulf and how this team since then has been able to gel three straight wins? Of course, they had cancellations with Marlette and Memphis the last couple weeks here due to weather.
And, I did talk to Coach Beowulf, and, you know, he said the first time they played Harbor Beach, they played well for the first 12 minutes, and then things kind of started to unravel, and, you know, he took the blame for that. He said, you know, as a coach, I need to be able to get that under control. But again, they lose that game, and then they've just gone out and taken care of business. And against Brown City last week, they were actually down 14-7 after the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, they scored 27 points, Eddie.
Wow.
I mean, the offense was just rolling. They had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-pointers. Carson Champeau had three three-pointers. And then they followed that up with 21 points in the third. So when the offense can do that type of damage, you know, Sandusky can play with anybody. And in the second quarter, it was more of the three-point shooting that really helped them. But in the third quarter, they were doing it defensively. They were creating a lot of turnovers. They were getting a lot of easy transition baskets off of those turnovers. And, you know, I think this team is kind of settling into Coach Beowulf's system. They're figuring out what they want to do. And they're getting contributions from a lot of different players.
That's what I like about this Sandusky team. That's what impresses me.
They have a deep bench. Yeah. They have a lot of players. And the other thing, you know, there was no hesitation from anybody to put up a shot.
Yeah.
You know, if you're open, you're taking a shot. But it was impressive watching them against Brown City because I hadn't seen Sandusky in a little while. And, you know, even just the...
Since the Obelie game, right?
No, I wasn't at that game.
Oh, no. You were? I was, yeah.
Yeah, just you me. Were,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. And just from when I saw them the last time, they look like a completely different team.
Yeah.
Again, Jack Betts, he led the way scoring. He had 18 points. But Braden Bender, 12 points. Carson Champeau and Tyler Franzel each had 9 points.
Those are your three key players, Franzel, Bender, and Jack Betts. But like you said, other contributors can come into play. Bench point. You realize just how important bench points are.
Right. Well, you know? and Champeau was so huge deep. In that second quarter because those three-pointers really, you know, shifted the momentum in Sandusky's favor. But they had, eight different players get into the scoring column. Tyler Bush had a nice dunk in the second half.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. There's a lot of different, it's a deep team. It's a well-rounded team. Yeah. Gabe Drabant in the middle, he can be a pretty key piece there. He got into a little bit of foul trouble, but I think, Harbor Beach has, you know, they've done exactly what they need to do. They've probably gotten, you know, way better from the first time they played Sandusky. But I think Sandusky has vastly improved from when they played Harbor Beach the first time.
The game against Ubley, and Ubley's known for playing good zone defense, you know, Sandusky had a little trouble getting into that paint for some shots. So those perimeter shots or even the inside wing shots or even the elbow shot, you know, has been a key. But, you know, you really want to penetrate that paint. And when you do, you get back on the line. And they got some pretty good free throw shooting, too, for Sandusky. So
yeah, definitely.
Charity stripe. If they can do that against Harbor Beach, they may have a good chance at that also. Mm-hmm. But Harbor Beach has got a good player.
I was just going to say, you got to figure out how to slow down Benson Harper. Yeah. When they played the first time around, Harper had 29 points. I'm sure he's averaging right around 24, 25 points.
Excited to see him play.
I'm excited to see him too, because, you know, in the TSA we do our player of the year, and we have a few names, and he's definitely on that list.
We mentioned all the names already, you know, some of them.
Yeah,
you know, it's on our list. You know, we try to have a top 10 list and say, okay.
Yeah.
And that's how close it can be sometimes.
So, So I'm looking forward to seeing him, and I'm looking forward to seeing how Sandusky tries to stop him.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Greater Thumb East in boys basketball. We'll have a little bit of a break here, and when we come back, we're going to fill in the time here to talk Thumb Era Legion hockey and what they did over the weekend, Friday and Saturday.
That's a good idea.
And we'll fill that in, and then we'll talk BWAC and NCTL in the next hour here on Thumb Sportsline, WMIC 95.3 FM.
Shoot on into Croslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Feel free to throw your clothes into one of our high-efficiency washers or super hot dryers. Like our 60-pound washer, which takes 24 quarters but washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. You'll feel like you made a slam dunk when you turn your laundry day into laundry hour. Good luck, area teams from Croslex Laundry and Tanning, right next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 7 till 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, and Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Denny King, the King of Cars here at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll, welcoming you all to visit us and see why you get more at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a hometown dealer that doesn't play games and treats you like you're already a part of their family, then visit us at Moore Motors. And if you're looking for a new car dealer that has hard-to-find inventory, such as the Ram TRX, Super Duty Diesels, also the F-150, 1500 Ram, Jeep Gladiators, Wranglers, the most awarded SUV of all time, the Grand Cherokee, Explorers, and more, then visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking for a pre-owned vehicle that's been inspected, detailed, along with dozens of financing options, then come visit us at Moore Motors. If you're looking to chat about cars, have some coffee, and make new friends, then visit us here at Moore Motors. This has been Denny King, the King of Cars, and I can't wait to earn your business at Moore Motors, Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Carroll. So visit us today or on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right, welcome back to Thumb Sports Line, and we have time here to talk about Thumb Era Legion hockey and what they did over the weekend. My computer just crashed because I was looking at tickets at Ford Field watch party. It just crashed on me.
Yeah, those tickets are pretty elusive, I guess.
Are they?
Officially,
now?
You just crashed your computer trying to get them.
I was just looking for a couple tickets, and it just crashed on me. All right, yeah. Thumb Era Legion, they split. They won on Friday, and they lose in overtime on Saturday. They're still in the hunt. Not doing too bad so far in the season, because they're playing Division I teams also, you know, some bigger teams, because it's a hodgepodge, you know, of other schools coming together. So let's talk about them real quick here while we have time here. We got about a minute.
Okay. Sorry, let me pull this up real quick. The Legion, obviously, they were off 2 weeks ago. They were supposed to play the Mid-Michigan Raptors. That one got postponed due to the weather. So they've been off for quite some time.
Yeah.
And they got back into action on Saturday at the Thunder Showcase event in Bay City.
And Friday they played there. They won over Southgate Unified 5-2. then they were right there. They lose in overtime, 3-4 to Kalamazoo United.
And the thing that really stands out is their last game was against Downriver Unified in Sandusky, and they lost 3-1 that time. So to turn around and then beat them 5-2, I mean, that's pretty impressive. And Kalamazoo United, 4-3 loss in overtime. You know, that's a good showing. Obviously, I don't know much about Kalamazoo Unified, but I bet they have much larger enrollment than the Legion does. In that loss, Lauren Eager faced 47 shots, and she made 43 saves.
Wow.
Chase Tulaski had a goal. Jackson Anthony had a goal. Gabe Vanderlip had a goal. Peyton Bowerman with two assists. Colton Hooper with an assist. Matthew Cummings with an assist. But I want to go back to the Downriver Unified game because, again, that the last time I saw the Legion was when they lost to this team 3-1. Legion won 1-1 game after the first period, and in the second they scored 3 goals. And, you know, that was the difference. Lauren Eager only faced 25 shots in this game, making 23 saves. And that's where you want that number to be. Like, she's a great goaltender, but you don't want any goaltender facing 47 shots. If you can get it to about 25 shots a game, that's right where you want to be. So great job from the Legion defense in that game. And Gabe Vanderlip, 2 goals in this game. So he had 3 goals at the showcase. Eli Odell with 3 points. He had a goal and 2 assists. And let's see, Bowerman, 2 points with a goal and an assist. So great showing from the Legion. That's great to see, because we haven't seen him. We haven't seen him or heard from him in a little while with that the rescheduled game against the Mid-Michigan Raptors. That one's been rescheduled for January 26th at 6:30. That will be in Sandusky.
So in the division standings, 0-5. 6-10. There we go.
I was going to say, they haven't quite played that many games.
They have 12 points. Yeah, I got to look at the top there. In the division, it's just 0-5 here, so you know that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, those would be in the conference games. Yeah,
conference games. So 6-10, but the first place team is 10-8. You know, overall, but they got 21 points, 16 points for Tri Valley Titans. Tawas at 14 and 12 for Thumier Legion. The Griffins are at 8 points, and this week coming up, they have games hosting Mid Michigan. Mid Michigan this Friday, and then Saturday they turn around and go on the road. And Westland, Michigan at the New Boston United. And then Thursday next week, February 1st, they have Port Huron. And then they're at Bay Area Thunder in Bay County Civic Arena also. So, you know, back-to-back games, Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday, actually 3 games next week.
Games next week. Okay.
At Lenawee also, at Arctic Coliseum in Chelsea. So,
okay.
What a hotel bill, and
if they
do that, you know, or come back, so for Thumier Legion, got to get a chance to go see them. I want to try to find a game and check them out, especially one of these Saturday home games. It's kind of a treat, you know, for an afternoon game. It's a mid afternoon game. It's not an early morning game or anything like that. It's like using the mid afternoon for Thumier Legion. So any news on the bowling?
We have some bowling. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick.
By the way, we did okay in our bowling team. We haven't reviewed it to JB out there. I think we kind of told a little fib.
Yeah.
We did pretty good against our ghost team. We play against ourselves.
Well, you're supposed to do good against the ghost
team. Well, we didn't last time, so.
So let's see. The Sandusky Wolves were against Carroll last week. The Carroll boys won 20-10. High game for the Sandusky boys was Trent Kozel with a 238 and a 233 for a 471 series. For the Lady Wolves, the Sandusky girls, they won against Carroll 22-8. High score for Sandusky was Maya Fetting with games of 208. And 226 for a 434 series.
I just realized how bad I am at bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to those scores.
Right, yeah. CPS North Huron was up against Bad Axe. The Bad Axe boys and girls each won their matches with scores of 27-3 for the boys and 29-1 for the girls. For the boys, CPS North Huron high score was Clayton Stanton with a 185 game. For the girls' match, CPS North Huron was led by Taylor DeLeon with a 118 game.
Oh, okay. Good
there
deal.
There you go.
All right, there's some bowling. I got bowling tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Melody Lane, Senior League. Back at it. We'll be back at it here. Blue Water Area Conference, girls and boys, and NCTL come up in the next hour here on Sportsline. We'll be right back.
Celebrating over 50 years on the air, this is AM 660 WMIC Sandusky and 95.3 FM, W237 EQ Sandusky.
2024 has arrived. With the new year brings New Year's resolutions. How about a New Year's resolution to keep in better communication with friends and family? The best way to start is with the latest smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Sign up with any unlimited plan and get a free month of service. Plus special pricing on iPhone SE and iPhone 13s in stock. Add accessories to your new phone with buy one accessory and get one half off at any Thumb Cellular location. Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's unlimited plans yet? These plans offer no overage fees, no service contracts, greater flexibility, and start at only $35 a month. Stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with the customer service representative for details.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone. Thumb Cellular.
Liberty Lanes in Sandusky salutes the area high school athletes for their athletic and academic accomplishments and wishes them the best. On your way to or from the game or any time is a great time to stop at Liberty Lanes for a pizza or one of their tasty entrees. Enjoy the Friday fish specials, steak and prime rib on Saturday. Banquet facilities are available, and you can always place an order to go. 810-648-9860. 648-9860 for Liberty Lanes, West Park, Sandusky.
All right, Liberty Lanes, great place to bowl. Glow Bowl, music, and some nights there. Home of Sandusky Wolves and many other bowling teams there to bowl at.
Great place to get a wet burrito, too.
Oh, yes. CC. Adult beverages for 21 and over. Mm-hmm. So. All right. We get into more boys basketball. The Blue Water Area Conference. It is becoming a dogfight right now in the Blue Water Area Conference. Yale sitting on top, tied for first place against Almont at 4-1 in league play. Almont beat Yale last week and set up that showdown with Yale, Crosby, Lexington on a Thursday night that we had covered on 92.5. You can hear the replay. I already posted. I posted it that night.
Yeah.
Such an
exciting
finish.
It was that good of a game, yeah.
That good of a game. They were down by 10 points, come from behind, make some big free throws, big shots at the end. Able to sneak away with the win by 2, 57-55. You can see video clips how that finished. But Crosby, Lexington had a chance themselves. Well, last second shot, it did not drop. It was missed there. But, man, what a battle. And this one just got away from Croswell late. But, you know, in the BWAC, this is what you see usually. When you see really good teams playing at this point at your mid-season level now, we're halfway through the season, just over, you know it's going to be a dogfight, especially with this many good teams in the BWAC at this point.
Yeah, and we kind of talked about it in pregame Thursday night. It was obviously a lot of fun when Croslex was winning the BWAC, going undefeated,
yeah.
And everybody else was playing for second place.
But it was a given, you know,
right?
For
but
a while
this has been fun too.
Yeah.
And you know, Croslex is still right in the thick of it. You have an opportunity to make some noise this week against Almont.
Big
and
game tomorrow. Yeah.
That's a huge game. Yeah. That's a huge game. And then you get the opportunity to play North Branch again, which I know Croslex has been looking forward to that one. So you can't count yourself out, and I know they're not going to. I know they're probably pretty disappointed with how that game ended, but that's only going to make you better. And you still have the full schedule ahead of you. And, you know, I'm still not counting Croslex out. I did say, you know, if Yale wants to be the top dogs, they have to beat Croslex, and they did. So right now Yale's at the top, but we've kind of been sleeping on Elmont a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you're Cross Lex, you just got to get back to work, and a win against Elmont could do big things. But man, Yale was impressive.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, it was. And Jackson Kohler, 30 points. Yeah. And I was talking to someone after the game, and I told him he had 30, and he said, you know, it was kind of a quiet 30. And
free throws.
I agree. You know, at the end of it, I figured he had, you know, quite a few points, but I wouldn't have guessed 30.
Kid can do it all. He can see he can shoot from anywhere on the court. He makes the free throws that he needs to make. You know, you're a great defensive player also.
Mm-hmm.
Leads the team at the point position also. So
only
young
a sophomore,
player.
Yeah.
It's getting better.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was just a lot of momentum swings in that game. It was, what, 15-15 after the first quarter. And, you know, from there it was a game of runs. And in the fourth quarter, when Kroslex hits the back-to-back triples, they go up by 10.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's vintage Kroslex. You know, they're putting them away. But credit to Yale. You know, they didn't get down. They played great defense at the end there, forcing some turnovers. And they got the baskets that they needed.
Highly impressed by Croswell Lexington's Gavin Espinosa.
He was great.
In basketball.
Yeah. He was great, yeah. The thing that stood out about him against Yale was he shot with such confidence, you know, and he was aggressive. He was getting to the basket, but then he would take some you know, three-point shots or some tougher shots, and he did it with confidence.
Did we hear much of him from last year?
He did not play last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Out of nowhere for us,
right?
For basketball. We know about his football skills, but here, boom.
Yeah, and that's what Kroslex needed. They need somebody that can score points. And but we saw a lot of different players for Kroslex. Cody Mativier was great in the first half.
Oh yeah.
Cam Saunders was good. Cam Franzel was good. I'm not out on Kroslex yet. You know. This week is going to be huge, though. You got to pick up a couple of wins here.
You're going to get another crack at North Branch, who you lost to earlier at Kroslex, and that was back in December 15th, 39-47. The other league loss was against Yale this past week. Now they got Elmont, who's in the driver's seat also. They only got one loss in league play at 4-1 against Elmont tomorrow, and then at North Branch for Kroslex next week. Marine City, Cardinal Mooney, and then Emily City on February 1st, and Richmond on the road for Kroslex next week. And then Armada, Lakers, Yale rematch comes February 15th in the end of season at Elmont. That could be the game for Kroslex. So right now in the standings, 10-2 overall is the Yale Bulldogs. They are in first place tie with Elmont, 4-1. 4-2 is Kroslex. Emily City, 3-2. North Branch at 3-2. 2-3, Richmond. Kind of disappointing right there. 6-5 overall, but this is the BWAC. It's been a dogfight, close games, and Richmond kind of lets them get away from them.
Well, and Richmond's going to beat somebody.
Yeah,
you know, they're not.
Do you think they're spoiler?
They'll probably play spoiler against somebody. But you could say the same thing about Emily City or you know, really anybody in the BWAC this year, because Richmond is a good team.
Yeah,
but it's just a tough. Tough go of it in the BWAC, man. There's a lot of really great teams, and it's going to be fun to watch this one unfold.
Former Croswell-Lexington Pioneer player Hunter Soper, starting for the Lake Superior Lakers, is coming close to town on the schedule. He will be at SVSU on Thursday night, if you can make it out there. But then on Saturday, he'll be at Wayne State University playing there on Saturday. This Saturday on the 27th at Wayne State, 3 p.m., and then Thursday games, 8 p.m. at SBSU on Thursday. Unfortunately, I got the girls' basketball game on Thursday night, but I'm going to probably make it out to Wayne State to see Hunter Soper, former Kroslex player, playing some good basketball there right now. So,
yeah, very cool.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, BWAC girls' basketball, since we're on the topic of BWAC here on Sportsline. We'll be right back.
Feel like a winner when you sport a golden glow from any of the four tanning beds or hecks at Kroslex Laundry and Tanning, located at 37 Ward Street in Croswell. Soaking up some vitamin D during this season will be an extra bonus point. Guard your skin with a variety of tanning lotions or moisturizers. Tanning packages are available. Good luck to the area teams from Kroslex Laundry and Tanning, located next to the railroad tracks in Croswell.
Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday from 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Stop in and Eric, Bonnie, or Darlene will be happy to assist you.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
Farmers, right now, you're not in the field. It's the perfect time to take advantage of Tri-County Equipment's off-season service and inspection program. This program includes inspections for square and round balers, combines, utility tractors, row crop tractors, and four-wheel drive tractors. The John Deere specialists at Tri-County Equipment will come right to your farm and do on-site inspections. Call or stop in at your nearest Tri-County Equipment location for complete information. Tri-County Equipment, your locally owned John Deere dealer, with 11 locations serving Michigan farmers in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Reese, Saginaw, Birch Run, and Auburn Hills. Visit them on the website at tricountyequipment.net and like them on Facebook.
Tri-County Equipment, we got it all.
All right, welcome back here on Sportsline, Thumb Sportsline, WMIC 95.3 FM. Talking about the Blue Water Area Conference now in girls basketball. In first place, Armada, 6-0, 7-1 overall. Yale right below them at 5-0, 8-3 overall. Crozo Lexington, 4-1, 8-3. North Branch, 3-3, 5-6. They have Emily City at 2-3, 5-5. 1-4 is Elmont, 2-8 overall. Richmond, Blue Devils girls basketball team at 1-5 and 3-8, and 0-6 is Algonac Muskrats, 2-8 overall. We got robbed due to the weather of seeing the showdown with Crosby Lexington at Yale on Friday nights. Was looking forward to that game. That game has been rescheduled now for the 21st, I believe, or the 16th.
The 20th of February?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
21st, I believe, yeah.
21st of February?
Yeah, so they probably going to...
ways out.
Yeah, that's according to the info that was passed along from Jeff Colzo.
Okay.
I'll have to double-check that for sure, but I'm pretty sure they rescheduled.
If it's from Jeff Colzo, I'm sure it's right.
So, okay, in first place is Armada Tigers, girls basketball team 6-0. This week, Crosby Lexington will have North Branch on the road. Look out for that team. They have Elmont... next week. Just one game this week, unless they make up a game this week also. But
I'm interested to see how that North Branch game goes, because the first time around, Cross Lex had to rally in the second half to come away with a win. So I'm excited to see the improvements that Cross Lex has made. Last week, before the scheduled game with Yale, they had Algonac. They picked up a 60-24 win. After the first quarter, they were up 20-7, and at halftime, they were up 36-7. So they shut them out in the second quarter, and lots of different names, as it's been with Croslex. And nice to see Emma Knoll leading the way. She had 16 points, 6 rebounds, and that's what, you know, we talked about. That's what Croslex needs. You know what you're going to get with Bella Edwards and Mackenzie Dennison and Eminola is a great shooter, and when she's scoring 16 points, that's big. And then Ava Oleski, 14 points, 4 rebounds. We mentioned Bella Edwards, 10 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals. Addison McMillan, 8 points, 9 rebounds. And then Mackenzie Dennison, 6 points, 3 rebounds, 3 steals. And then a note from Coach Frostick, Bella Edwards is now averaging 12.8 points and 10.4 rebounds per game.
You know, I got to give credit to Caitlin Frostick. You know, they had some rough years there with her taking over as head coach. This team has responded to her coaching style. And it's, you know, it was going to take a couple years. It's hard to adjust when you come through with a new coach coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, hard to fill in those shoes of Coach Baumgard there.
Right. Well, and it's nice to see it that the work is finally resulting in some wins.
Yes.
Because you could tell that they were doing good things at Croslex, but they were just a little bit, they were a ways away.
Apprehensive, maybe, with this new coaching
I think they were all in.
Yeah.
You know, they did a lot of things really well, but for a while there, they had trouble scoring. But they would play great defense. They were good at running the offense, but they just had a little bit of trouble scoring. So it's nice to see this season that
come together.
Everything's kind of coming together.
And right now, that BWAC League title You know, they got one loss to Armada, who is in first place.
Mm-hmm.
That's still in play for them. And they will have Armada later on February 8th. But one game at a time, you got Deckerville and Elmont. Never want to look past the team, despite their record.
Deckerville-Armada.
Oh, yeah, Deckerville-Armada coming up. That's for Armada. But Armada has Elmont. Crosby-Lexington just one game at North Branch. And that is on the 25th this week. But that's a scary team to play against. And you don't want to sleep on them. Then they'll have Elmont, Emily City, Kingston, and then Armada on February 8th for Crosby-Lexington. All right, so yeah, Yale right there at 5-0, 8-3 overall. They're pretty impressive right now. And again, we're kind of robbed of seeing that game due to the weather. Yale themselves has a non-league game tomorrow, Macomb Lutheran North, and they'll be at Richmond. They'll have their showdown at Armada next week, and North Branch also next week for the Yale Lady Bulldogs. All right, when we come back, NCTL?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be right back here on Sportsline and WMIC 95.3 FM. We'll be right back.
'24 has arrived. With the new year brings New Year's resolutions. How about a New Year's resolution to keep in better communication with friends and family? The best way to start is with the latest smartphone from Thumb Cellular. Sign up with any unlimited plan and get a free month of service. Plus special pricing on iPhone SE and iPhone 13s in stock. Add accessories to your new phone with buy one accessory and get one half off at any Thumb Cellular location. Have you checked out Thumb Cellular's unlimited plans yet? These plans offer no overage fees, no service contracts, greater flexibility, and start at only $35 a month. Stop by any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for more information. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with the customer service representative for details.
Can't wait to communicate with you on the talk of the phone. Thumb Cellular.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Surfaces is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Surfaces has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Surfaces and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
AVS now proudly offers fiber internet in the Village of Ubley. Call our sales team at 888-282-4932 for affordable plans and pricing.
Welcome back to Thumb Sports Line, WMIC 95.3 FM. I'm Eddie Fury, and that is San Lake County News sports writer and editor Mike Gallagher. His issue comes out on Wednesday. Pick it up on newsstands or get the online edition on Wednesdays. And, of course, check out his Facebook posts. Sometimes he'll give you some bonus coverage on his Facebook. And check out their website. That's where you can find the online editions. And archives are for free, what, after a year, I believe, something like that?
The archives are free after 30 days, I think. Yeah.
You can wait then, or if you want the news that bad, hey, get your issues out there. All right. We'll start off with the ladies first, since we left off on the ladies for BWAC. We'll go into the North Central Thumb League. North Central Thumb League Stars Division. There we go. And we have a Stripes Division also. Kingston Lady Cardinals, we had talked about them. Number one in the polls. Is anybody beating them who are in the North Central Thumb League?
Not this year.
You don't think so?
No, yeah. Unfortunately. You know, everybody's going to play them tough, but...
Yeah.
They've already beat Peck. They've already beat Deckerville. They've already beat Dryden.
Handedly.
They've already beat North Huron. Yeah. So I think they might have beaten everybody in the Stars already. So, yeah.
Yeah, good team. They're just a good team.
Yep.
Is this team a deep run team?
Yes.
Like regional championship or back to the quarterfinals again?
Oh, I think a regional championship's a given. You know, that's what the expectations are at Kingston now.
Yeah.
Well, not just now. I mean, that's been the expectation for a while now.
But in my old coverage back in the day, maybe 5+ years ago, I was at a quarterfinal every year with some NCTL team, and it involved Kingston Grizzly.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, looking forward to that. They got Lake Orion. It was supposed to happen tomorrow, but they've rescheduled that for the 31st. They'll have Emily City this week on the 24th. And those are the only games on tap that I see for them. But, of course, for us, we're looking ahead to February 6th against Croswell Lexington at Kingston.
And, that'll be a fun one.
Yeah. And then Lapeer and Saginaw Swan Valley. And at Carroll also on the 19th for Kingston
Big
girls.
Big game, yeah.
They are 10-1 overall. Their lone loss is to a very good Goodrich team. Back on December 13th also. Dryden Lady Cardinals, they're pretty good.
If it wasn't for Kingston, they'd be the favorite in the Stars.
They lost to Kingston 70-28, but since then, three straight wins for Dryden the last couple weeks over Deckerville, 49-42. Deckerville played them tough, but then the win over Mayville for Dryden, 49-25, 54-35 last week at Peck. Nice to see 35 points put up by Peck against Dryden.
Yep, that's a good showing. And in that game, Riley Uriel had 17 points, 4 threes, and that's what you need if you're the Peck Pirates. Yeah. And that's probably her highest scoring output of the season, so that's good to see. Ava Collins had 10 points and also led the team in assists and blocked shots. Unfortunately, earlier in the week, Peck suffered a tough loss to North Huron.
Yeah.
That was one I was expecting them to get. But right now, Peck's battling some injuries. And
They are.
And again, young-ish team, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping they can get things back on track. Because I do think Peck is, they have the ability to beat these teams.
Yeah.
They just need everything to come together.
They are at Sandusky tomorrow if the game gets in. It's a doubleheader of varsity boys and girls. They'll have Carsonville, Port Sanlac. That'll be on Peck's home court on the 25th also for the Peck Pirates girls basketball team.
So I actually meant to mention this earlier in the show. That Peck CPS girls game has been moved because I was looking at your schedule earlier today trying to figure out my coverage plan, and I was checking to see if that game was going to be at 6 so that I could do Peck CPS and then also do Sandusky Harbor Beach. Mm-hmm. So at the SC4 Skippers Holiday Showcase, Peck was supposed to play Landmark Academy, and Landmark Academy had to cancel. So SC4 told Peck, if you can find an opponent, you can come back and you can play at SC4. So that game is going to be at SC4 at the Fieldhouse on February 17th at 11 a.m.
Okay, so there's no relation to the Carsonville game.
The CPS Peck game.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're still playing that game, right?
Yes, just not this week.
Okay. Oh, they're not playing this week.
No, Peck CPS girls will be playing at SC4 on February 17th at 11 a.m.
So they're moving that game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got to change that then.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, that's a Saturday morning, Eddie.
When was that decided?
I'm not sure when it was decided, but...
Okay. All right.
So that might be something you might want to consider covering, Eddie. That's a Saturday morning. Peck CPS. It'll be at SC4. You've done some games.
Come back to my old stomping grounds there.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Deckerville is at Armada on the 24th. That's a schedule. And then the Akin Fairgrove game for Deckerville girls has been canceled on the 26th. So just one game next week. Man, the schedule for Deckerville here. They're at Armada. They'll be at Bad Axe next week, and at Harbor Beach next week also, in a couple weeks. And then they get back to league play at North Huron, at Peck, home against Dryden, and at Mayville. What a schedule for Deckerville this year. They're taking the lumps, battle-tested. Will that help come district time? Because Kingston's going to move up in the division, I believe, don't they?
The Kingston's Division 4, but they'll be in a different district from Deckerville.
Yeah.
And it's interesting you mentioned that because the past couple of years, Deckerville has lost to Ubley in the finals. Mm. Deckerville beats Ubley tonight, 31-24.
That's just confirmed. Okay.
16 points for Libby Tank. So that's a good sign. I like that. You know, it's this doesn't, you know, mean that Deckerville's, you know, the favorite to win that district, but it's pretty encouraging. Yeah, like you said, battle tested. They've had some tough losses. The Dryden loss, they came back late. The Marlette loss, Marlette came back late. Mm-hmm. The Sandusky game, Deckerville got down early, but then played, you know, pretty solid for the final three quarters. I like it. I like the schedule for Deckerville, and I do think it's going to pay off for districts.
So Deckerville wins tonight over Ubley, you said?
Deckerville wins tonight over Ubley, yes.
Yeah, what was the score again?
31-24.
Okay, so I punched that one in. You said the PAC CPS game is now being moved for girls?
Yes.
Just for girls, not boys, right?
Yep, just for girls.
All right, so that is now.
That will be February 17th at 11 a.m. at the SC4 Fieldhouse.
Okay, I will remove that. So they're not playing Thursday. Okay.
Right.
All right, there we go. Okay, that's the North Central Thumb League division for Stars for girls basketball. Kingston on top, but hey, from here on out, you're only playing just to get better and better come district time at this point. Somebody's going to bite Kingston one of these days.
Yeah,
just not this year.
Probably not anytime soon.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Okay, North Central Thumb League in the Stripes division. We don't want to talk about that real quick here. Leading the pack right now in that division is the Bay City All Saints. They are 3-0, 7-2, but Owen Gage, 3-1 in league play so far. They're 5-5. This week, the Bay City All Saints has quite a schedule. They have Fairview tomorrow. I don't know where that's at. At Dryden on the 25th, and at Tawas next week on the road, and then at Peck and at Ubley. So All Saints usually is in the mix for the districts when it comes to Deckerville and that, sometimes in that district.
Yeah, they're a little bit more north usually, but kind of like the Akron, Fairgrove, Owen Gage district.
But Owen Gage playing okay. They just got one league loss, but they will meet up against, I'm looking at the schedule right now, when they meet up against All Saints again is on the 15th. They played them earlier in the season, and that was a loss 62-22. So it looks like All Saints really taking control of that Stripes division. So, all right, moving on to the NCTL Boys Stars division. Right now, leading the pack, we have the coverage area of the Dryden team at 4-0 and 10-1 overall. They're playing really good basketball right now. They beat North Huron last week 61-31. And they haven't had a game since, I don't think. They'll be at Sandusky, apparently, on the 23rd. That's the Peck boys. That's the Peck boys. They had the win over North Huron, 61-31. They only had one game last week.
Yep. They were supposed to play Dryden?
Kingston on the 12th.
Okay.
And that game was postponed.
Yeah.
And then they played North Huron with the win, 61-31. Peck has Sandusky this week for boys, and then Kingston this week.
Okay.
And then Carsonville, Port St. Lex. So three games in a week if they get this game in tomorrow.
Okay.
Peck is 2-1, still in the hunt for that Stars Division title, 6-4 overall, and their schedule is loaded too with some good teams.
Yeah, that Mayville loss kind of hurts. But you get back on track with a nice win against North Huron. You had a lot of guys contribute in that win. You had three guys finishing double figures. I think just about everybody at least scored a point. So that's nice to get back on track. And, man, you mentioned that schedule this week. That's tough. But I'm interested to see how Peck matches up with Sandusky. I think they're going to give them a battle. I don't know if Peck quite has enough to, you know, knock Sandusky off. But, you know, you can't count out Peck, and you can't count out Coach Abrigo. And then you said Kingston CPS. Those are two rivalry games for Peck. So should be a fun week for the Pirates.
So Dryden will have Millington. That's going on tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's a fun one.
Bay City All Saints at Dryden on 26th. And then next week, Dryden at Peck. There's a showdown. I think I just found my game of the week there.
There you go.
And then at Otisville, Lakeville come next week also for Dryden, who is 10-1, 4-0 overall. They got wins over Mayville, 80-34, and over Deckerville last week, 74-53 for Dryden. Kingston right there at 3-1, 6-5 overall. And last week they got wins over North Huron and Deckerville, 62-33, and over North Huron, 67-27. They got Peck this week on the 25th, then host Caseville on the 26th. Next week, Vassar, and then CPS for Kingston. Mayville 1-2, 4-6 overall. Another scary team. Deckerville 1-3, 5-6. Kind of disappointing right now.
I'm interested to see how Mayville matches up with Marlette tonight. Soon as we get done here, I'm turning on the game. Because Mayville, they got that nice win over Peck. And, I should be a good game with Marlette tonight.
Well, a couple weeks ago, Deckerville losing 53-74. Last week, they lose on the road at Kingston 62-33. Yeah. What happened in that game?
Well, Kingston boys are pretty good. Yeah. I know Deckerville was a little bit shorthanded in that game. They had a couple of guys out. But Owen Corliss, 21 points. He had 11 steals as well. I'm pretty sure that's what Scotty told us earlier today. Yeah. And then Austin DeRusso had 18 points. Kingston scored 23 in the first, 18 in the second, and then 17 in the third. Deckerville just a little bit outgunned. They had 9 in the first, 9 in the second, 11 in the fourth. Ian Flanagan with 7 points. Logan Martin with 5. Preston Holman with 5. And Gabe Kappen with 5. So a little bit shorthanded, and Kingston's a good team. So
Deckerville will be on the road at Genesee tomorrow.
That should be an interesting one. Yeah.
Akron Fairgrove, good high shooters there. That's on Friday night, Akron Fairgrove at Deckerville, cross conference game in that one. Looking in the Stripes division, speaking of the Akron Fairgrove team, in that Stripes division, Bay City All Saints 2-0, 7-5 overall. All Saints got a schedule this week. They got a makeup against Akron Fairgrove. Does they got a makeup against Ashley tonight? They're at Deckerville.
I'm not sure what the final was, but Akron did beat Ashley tonight. Okay. So
Bay City All Saints in first place right now. They have Dryden this week. That's a big game, like we talked about earlier. That's just their only game of the week. Their game against Carsonville-Port Stanley last week was canceled due to the weather. They're sitting in first place at 2-0, 7-5. Caseville at 2-1, 2-8. Pretty impressed by this Caseville team coming together also. They got some good shooters.
Yeah.
We saw that against CPS.
Yes, we did.
They're at Saginaw Arts and Sciences tomorrow. And at Kingston, we'll find out where Caseville's at Kingston come Friday night. Our games of the week. Thursday and Friday, high school girls basketball, Greater Thumb East, Harbor Beach at Sandusky on WBGV 92.5 FM. Friday night, Harbor Beach at Sandusky boys, the Wolves against the Pirates. Tune in to WBGV 92.5 and streaming online at SalakBroadcasting.com. Anything else to add? Any notes, sports notes?
No, I think we probably don't have it all covered, but we got a lot of it covered.
And go Lions, that NFC Championship game, kickoff at 6:30 p.m. will be on WTGV 97.7 FM. Lions at the San Francisco 49ers. Good luck to them. And we'll have the AFC Championship game on one of our stations, likely the country station. Super Bowl also will be on our stations also. You got to commit to that. That's how we got the Lions game. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sports Line. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Eddie.
Pick up the San Lake County News. Comes out this Wednesday for all the coverage and news, community events, and, of course, your sports. Thank you for tuning in to Thumb Sports Line.